When things are hard around you, which is life and it happens, instead of asking how much longer can it go, how much worse can it get, because now you have paid attention to your questions, you're going to ask, how can I make it better? How can it get better? How can I make it better? You intentionally shift and your powerful brain will start giving you the exact answer of how you can shift out and make it better.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome to the latest episode of our podcast, where we aim to inspire and empower our listeners by sharing the stories of individuals who have overcome challenges and achieved great success. In this episode, we sit down with Victoria Rader, a top 1% real estate agent and possibility coach, to discuss her inspiring journey and how she found success in both her personal and professional life. Victoria, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This is already a lot of fun.
I love to have fun and I like to create an environment where we can have a lot of fun. I've been a user experience designer for the past 2 decades. So experience is very essential for me to have that fun environment and experience for my guests, and as well as the person that's listening to this episode is absolutely monumentally important.
I agree. I think in a nutshell, my story is just so eager to be shared that I will. I had an opportunity to speak to many audiences, but my most empowering experience was when many years ago for one of our businesses, we thought we booked an audience, small audience, but of 50 people, me and my brother. Long story short, I show up, I'm prepared, manuals are there, everything is set. We have one person that shows up to this paid seminar. She's sitting right in front of me and I'm standing there and I'm making a choice that has shaped my life. Can I honor this one life?
Yes.
Can I honor this one life? It's still the most powerful seminar I will have ever delivered. And so to the one person, every intention ever I do is that to the one, because you're worth it.
I love that. This is so powerful and inspiring because yes, there's more people going to come, but the person that took the time out to click on the link to listen to this episode, we're creating this experience for them alone because they took the time to press play. So Victoria, let's jump in. Walk us through memory lane and let's rediscover your origin story. How did you get started?
In the beginning, there was light. No, I'm just kidding. I just had to.
You got to. I just got to.
Before all knowing, there was just logos, whichever path we choose. Born in Ukraine in the former Soviet Union, as you can see, we fight and we laugh as we do. We die laughing, not crying. So there you go. That's just the color of my blood. But I grew up in the Soviet Union and there wasn't really a concept of free agency or choice, and I consider that to be an immense gift looking back, because when your external choices are taken away, you have to rediscover the power of inner freedom. And so I believe everything that I do to help people to find, define freedom and create a life of free, loving relationships and financial freedom, mm-hmm. soup to nuts, comes from the fact of realizing that there is a sacred power within me and that no regime, nobody can touch it.
Yeah.
And I get to create it. So that's the beginning of the story, being born with lack of and hence being inspired to create products that incorporate freedom.
That is so powerful. Now, you're also a possibility coach, and that just goes right into what you have inspired to be, what you've become was because of those lack of things, and then having the ability to have the full-on access to all things. Now, we don't know when you moved out to the States, right? So let's go back a little bit. And how did that pan out? Or when did things started to look up?
The Iron Curtain fell when I was 11 and the country started melting down. Ukraine became independent in 1992. And so there was an opportunity to travel. I've always dreamed of traveling. By that time, in my mind, I have been in now over 30 countries that I've been to physically. And the list is going. I'm going to Israel the first time in months of December for a whole month. Next is Cairo, right? The list keeps going. And so I went to Santa Barbara College on exchange. Polished my English when I was only 17. Came back to Ukraine and went to the oldest academy in old Europe after Ukraine became free again. It reopened its 750th anniversary of Kyiv-Mohyla Academy, which was closed down for the 70th year of the Soviet Union. And I got to be in the second year of that academy where all of our professors were from all over the world. One of them was my constitutional law professor that was also my client. That is now currently my 27-year-long boyfriend, who happens to be my husband and the father of my two kids.
Yeah.
That's how I immigrated permanently. I had the most non-romantic proposal. He said, honey, it's cheaper for me to marry you than to come visiting you. So there we go.
Wow, that is definitely something else. You had those opportunities. You had the ability, not just ability, but people around you that saw the power in you, which enabled you to out here or be in the States, the land of the free.
Yeah.
And it is the land of the free because we are free to do whatever it is that we please. And as a possibility coach, anything is possible as long as you put your mind to it. I totally love that.
I had the title of possibility coach is relatively new. My company is almost in its second decade. But about a year ago or so, my branding coach was like, well, you need to have a title. People have titles. I said, okay, I don't know. And I built my business 100% by referral. So I actually asked my clients, I said, hey guys, when you tell your friends about what it is that I do, what do you tell them? And that was the time of emotional reflection for me, because as the answers came back, it was very touching. I didn't think it was possible for me to recover from cancer. And now 5 years into remission, I'm building this life, or it wasn't possible for me to get out of debt. And now I'm running this business, and the word possible kept appearing over and over again. So that is how the possibility coach was born, and my amazing attorney made sure protected. So we went from a possibility to the possibility coach.
So powerful. It's so important to have those, have that support in, and even have that support. And even having the foresight to say, hey, let's see how far we can take this, or how clear we can become with our vision and with our mission.
It's a great framework that you've just laid there, Junaid, because I have not had that for quite a long time. I think it's very important. That's your first hack out of schedule, but we don't want to miss it. Maybe it's a bonus hack.
Yeah.
Not to fear to walk in the dark. There is a saying, if you find yourself in hell, keep moving. If you find yourself in darkness, do not sit there and wonder, keep moving. And I started my business with five partners. And despite their shortcomings, my greatest shortcoming was I was not the leader they needed, because I was not the leader that could cast a long-term vision, because I was not given one. I was given the drive and the direction, and I operate by faith and light, which is not enough for a good leader. Good leader needs to cast a vision. But for somebody who's in that position, when you just know enough to get through the day, get through the day. Because 5 years into that long journey, I came to a point when everything became clear. And yes, it is much easier to move forward when I know where, but it's so important to not give up when you feel the drive, but you don't know where it's guiding you. Keep moving. It'll all make sense.
I just saw a video the other day. It was Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you can fly, if you can run, if you can walk, if you can crawl. But do not give up moving forward.
Ah, gave me chills. Gave me chills.
I'm like, dude, that is so true. And if you look at life, right? I have a 4-month-old baby. He's 4 months already. Time doesn't stop for anybody. And he's growing. He's continuing to growing. And what's beautiful is that just like he's grown, I look the same that I did look 4 months ago, right? I might have a few more white hair, but what's the beauty of it is that we got to keep moving forward, because that is where life is living.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes moving forward means taking a step back. It's and a lot of us probably need to settle in with that. At some point, what was her name? Alison Levine. Amazing how that just came to me. Alison Levine was one of the first women to climb Mount Everest with a group of women who had a health condition that prevented them to be exposed, in her case, to cold. Some other women had cancer. It was an incredible group of women. They failed on their first ascent, and they went back several years later and went up. But she made such a phenomenal observation that was new to me at that time. She said, in order to go up from camp to camp on Mount Everest, you need to acclimate, which means you have to go up to expose yourself to new level of oxygen or lack of it, and then go back down, and then go up, and then go back down. I think that was such gold for me to understand that moving forward does not mean continually going up. It just means it's still a frequency. It's still a vibration. The up and down is still there. But the trajectory is moving up, but it's okay to be going up and down as the trajectory is going up. Very important, I think.
So beautiful, because in the human mind, the human mind will say, oh, temperature's changing, something's wrong, you need to come back down. Mm-hmm. So we're already acclimating and we're creating that fake scenario, or we're creating the success module of how it's really supposed to grow. When they say the only way to scale fast is to scale slowly or with a large organization or having systems in place. Those systems cannot be put in place unless it's missing and unless you can
have
that foresight. So thank you so much for sharing. Now, as you continued to live in the States, and you shared that coming up to 25 years for you being a citizen. I think mine is almost 10 years. I took a really long time to apply for my citizenship. But I've been living in the States since 95, but I didn't apply since till 2014, being the true American and being procrastinating. Why not?
Yes, I love that.
So you had the opportunity to homeschool your two children and became one of the top 1% real estate agents in the U.S. during that recession. Tell me about that journey. How did you get introduced to the real estate business?
There's always, I always tell people, there's always the outer story, and then there's whatever's underneath the layers, and the balance between the two always has the truth.
Yes.
So, first of all, homeschooling now is something that so many parents are aware of what it is, but my kids are 25 and 21, so when I was doing it, I was looked at as a weird person. And I'm not saying I'm not, by the way, it just became normal to be weird. That's what's changed. But for me, because I wanted the kids to learn the language and to be bilingual, trilingual, because, and I'll tell you why. Because, and you speak probably more than one language, and your brain, when it's wired for more than one language, sees more than one way to solve a problem.
Yes.
Because you
Yes, it
already
does.
know there are two ways, three ways, five ways to look at it. So that was my main reason for the kids to learn languages. And I thought the best way to educate them about history and the world was to take them travel. And remember, I couldn't as a kid, so I wanted my kids to have the opportunity. I've learned very quickly that it costs money to travel. And I've learned even
No
quicker.
kidding.
I've learned even quicker from my very loving and patient husband that nothing is attached to the little plastic card I'm swiping as I'm traveling. He welcomed my family into debt in 2007. I literally Googled, what is the fastest way to make money in America while homeschooling? A great Google told me it was real estate. In 2007 was true. You put a sign in a yard and there were 30 offers. By the time I got my license, it was 2008, recession hit. A lot of agents were getting out, and through snot and tears and prayer and meditation and tedious daily activities, I got to understand one main concept. And the concept was real estate was not about sales and it was not about properties. It was about seeing what a person needed and making sure they got it. And that was my secret to success. And I always share, I have chosen as a confirmation to share it now. I always say that the greatest client I've ever had was the one that didn't have a sale because a couple was going to get a divorce and sell the property. And when I came in, it was very clear to me that there was still so much love and understanding and just lack of communication. And that was probably the beginning of my path as a coach. Because it was my real estate clients that finally, as a group, said, dude, you're great with sales, but you should be doing something else with your time. And so, for any business that we're in, if you want to be a top percent, it's not numbers. It's not numbers. It's seeing a person behind numbers, finding what their pain is, and finding your unique way of giving them a solution. We all have our own unique way to someone's pain.
Man, I love that so much because that is a philosophy that I practice daily. Being in the experience design space, being in the space of helping people set up studios, I want to know what are they looking for? What is their innermost desire that I can solve for them? And the only way we find that out is by listening to the people, by understanding, by being so attentive to things that they're not even thinking about, because you can pick those things out when you listen.
Ooh, can we give another hack?
Of course.
Okay.
We're gonna interwove all the hacks into this
Let's do this because
episode.
it's waiting for it. I do a lot of training for people that are into energy modalities, and I teach them how in the beginning, until their intuitive abilities are tuned in and they can intuitively understand the subconscious, how easy it is for all of us to really know what a client is saying. Listen to the word that a person is repeating over and over again. They might not even be aware that they're repeating that word. It's so funny. I know a person's worried about the money when they keep telling me, I really don't care about the money. Nobody in my family cares about the money. You can't buy happiness with money. And I'm like, I got it. I got it. We'll handle. So if you start, like you said, the gift of listening, but listen not only for what's been said, but for what's been repeated, because what's been said is the conscious conversation, and what's been repeated is the subconscious message. There is just gold in that.
No, you're on the money on that one.
There it
Pun
is.
intended.
Pun intended.
Oh man, this is too much fun, Victoria. I don't know if we can last the next 15 minutes, but let's keep going. All right. So you've had a beautiful journey. You've had a trying journey. You've had a journey that's enabled you to become the impossible. You know, people say, if you look at the word impossible, it literally says, I am possible. So you've embodied that, and now you became the possibility coach, helping people envision and realize what is possible for them.
True. And before we move on to maybe a question, the joke is, I think we all believe everything is possible for somebody else. And the first thing to just add, it's possible for me. That's where we start with everybody.
Yeah, that is so good, because that is a question in my mind every single day. Can I make this happen? Can I overcome this thought in my head? And that's been, it's been a tough little journey, but it's a fun one. And I get to learn a lot about myself. I get to learn and apply and implement the things that I learned from folks like yourself. And that's really been why I've been doing the podcast, because it is very selfish of me to get these direct information. It's like reading, what is that? What is that? Somebody says successful CEOs read 50 books a year. I'm reading 100 books a year. What's up? By inviting guests like yourself, I get to read a book and ask questions from it. So thank you so much.
Love that. I love that. Every person is indeed a story, aren't they? I love that approach. And I think I used to teach for a short period of time. I did some statistics. And so I always tell people, I'm a possibility coach, but I'm really teaching you probability. Because once you believe something is possible for you, it's important. There's so many affirmations, and I love affirmations. I use them, I create them, I charge them energetically for subconscious impact. But if you affirm something and there's a part of you that is rebelling against it, it is the part that is rebelling that has been manifested back into your life. And so the possibility language is a bridge between I am a money magnet to you really broke, stop it, to saying it's possible for me to be abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The word now, another hack. I love this podcast. I get to name my little tips as hacks. Okay,
yay. It's gorgeous.
Another hack, the word now. If you are learning how to affirm something into your life, you can say, and now it's possible for me to do this. That one word is a huge change. Because what it marks to your subconscious mind, that it's irrelevant what you've done up till now. Maybe it wasn't true, and you don't need to argue with your survival part. You can say, and now I am this. And now it's possible for me, blank. And you're going to ask your practical part, how can I make it probable? I like to say, how can I make it probable today in the next 3 minutes? One little tiny step in a direction of possibility. I'm going to make it probable by taking one small step. Very important, because something that remains a possibility leads to delusion unless we take small steps.
Yes, we do have to take the action to make those dreams come true, to make those things in our mind possible or probable possible. All right, we've learned so much from you. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to go back over those three hacks that you've shared over the episode. We'll be right back.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at Humble Zone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Hey guys, welcome back. We've been speaking with Victoria Rotter. She's a possibility coach. She's been so generous with her time and her wisdom and the several hacks she's shared over the first part of the episode. And I cannot wait to ask her for the three specific hacks that's going to change the way you think and for the better, right?
Absolutely.
We hope. You can apply them either way. If your life is too good and you want to turn it down, I want to talk about that. I want to give the three steps, as you've mentioned, that can literally, applied today, bring immense shifts. And the first step is the step of awareness of inner chatter. But what you're looking for, you're looking for the questions you're asking yourself. Without judgment, you're just paying attention what questions you're asking yourself. Because if you ask yourself a question, what's wrong with me? The list will be given. If you ask yourself a question, what's wrong with him, her, them, political party, the world? The answer will be created. So your first step is awareness of the questions you ask. Your second step is when things are hard around you, which is life and it happens, instead of asking how much longer can it go, how much worse can it get, because now you have paid attention to your questions, you're going to ask, how can I make it better? How can it get better? How can I make it better? You intentionally shift and your powerful brain will start giving you the exact answer of how you can shift out and make it better. But the third step is, once you are empowering yourself on this path of development, things level up. And that's when the true self-sabotage happens. And you start pulling on the genetic limitations. When will this come to an end? When will the good end? All good things come to an end. That's when nothing is permanent under this world. Very philosophical, sucks in life, okay? So you just go to how you ask a different question. You say, how much better can it get? So first, what questions are you asking? If life is hard, it's difficult, how can I make it better? If it's a breather and you caught a break, how much better can it get? Over and over again, and just really allow for a miracle of unfolding of that.
Wow, that is really powerful. And it actually reminds me of the book by Gay Hendricks, The Big Leap.
And he talks about self-sabotage there.
Yeah, because we're always self-sabotaging ourselves, thinking of what's going to go wrong. Oh my God, I'm having all of this success. Something else is going to go wrong. And our mind creates those things. And you, having read and being a PhD in metaphysical studies, that's what's happening when we're creating this energy in our mind, when we're creating these words into existence. It literally comes into being because we are very much an energetic being than just physical beings. So thank you for those three hacks. I absolutely loved them.
Thank you. I do too. I use them all the time.
Obviously. All right. I love to ask these next upcoming questions. There's so much to you, Victoria. You've got so much information through your books, through your website, through your so many things that you've done over the past few decades. There's so much history. There's so much legacy you've left in the world. So thank you for coming on and sharing those with us. Let's jump into these quick questions because I don't know if anybody's asked you these questions before.
Neither do I. I'm sure they haven't the way you are about to ask. The twinkle in your eyes expanding, the excitement is thick in the air. I can't wait.
All right, number one, what is the one hobby that you wish you got into?
Climbing. I wish I was climbing mountains. I wish I was living by the mountains. My daughter took me to a climbing gym when I visited her in Colorado about half a year ago, and I just was blown away by the joy I had there. Yeah. And there aren't any near, and there are no mountains where I am, so climbing. I would have loved to have gotten into climbing.
I love that. That's a beautiful question. That's a beautiful answer. And that's why I designed these questions, because it pulls out those things that are like deep within our minds. Oh, I would love to do that, more of it. And I've inspired some people to go do those things that they wish they had gotten into. So maybe we'll have Victoria climbing even more. We'll see.
We shall see.
All right, next up. What did you want to be when you were a child?
I had a combination of two things. I've thought about this one because I'm not that far off. I wanted to be a teacher and a flight attendant. And I get to travel the world and yap a lot. It's not that far off.
You're not far off at all. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. I love it. Next up, what is your favorite movie or TV show?
I love binge watch everything that has murder in it, because I'm all the time on cloud nine.
Okay.
But ironically, my favorite show to just turn my brain off completely and not think is Kate and Leopold. I say it with no shame. It's chick flick with no plot. Mm-hmm. Watch it when I need to put my brain to sleep.
Yes,
and
please.
I absolutely love it.
That's fantastic. That is a cool one. Kate Leopold, I'm gonna have to go check it out.
Do not be disappointed.
You might like this next question. What movie would you choose if you got to play a character in it?
Let me think. What movie would I choose if I got to play a character in it? Definitely Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I would not have gotten corrupted. I'd be flying with dragons and not burning the cities and the people. The misappropriation of power is so painful to watch.
It's so
there.
Painful to watch. Oh my God.
And so for me, if I could have redone that whole show from a place of empowerment versus disempowerment, that's probably what I would have loved to do and rewrite it.
I love
it. Love dragons.
Me too. I'm actually a fire dragon.
There it is. Love dragons.
See, we have so many commonalities. Yeah. Next up, who is your favorite superhero?
My mom.
Tell me about your mom.
I'd have to say my mom and dad, but since it's a hero, not heroes. I had such severe allergies as a little girl that growing up in Ukraine, we didn't know you could be allergic to cats. And every summer was my grandma's house and I was a little baby. My cheeks would ooze so much that I would get stuck to the pillow.
Oh my God.
Get stuck to the pillow. You would have to wash me off the pillow. And she would drive for 4 hours. She would take a bus for 4 hours from the city we lived in to see me in the village where my grandparents were watching me in the summer.
Yeah.
Because she'd bring fresh carrots and she'd squeeze the juice by hand after she grated them to give me juice because it was supposed to help with allergies. And she's been that throughout my whole life, somebody who's there for me.
I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing that deep insight. Wow. All right, last question. If you were a board game, what would it be?
If I were a board game?
Yes.
I don't play enough board games, so let me think. I play a lot of board games as a kid. I probably am still playing Candyland. Definitely not Monopoly, going through the board games. Oh, yes, escape room. I would be an escape room. I think I'm the possibility coach who takes you out of the most impossible escape rooms. I like those games.
I love that. That's so cool. All right. Thank you so much. Those were my questions, and we'll be sure to include all of the links to how to get in touch with you. But which one do you recommend people start with?
I think a free quiz. We're all born with a certain emotion. The quiz allows you to know which one it is, how it empowers you, and how it strips you of your financial abilities. The quiz is at moneyquiz.me. That would be the beginning of the journey. Moneyquiz.me is the best place.
Moneyquiz.me. We'll be sure to include all of these links to the episode. Thank you so much for your time, Victoria. This was a ton of fun. Until the next episode, thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.